You know, I would like to start by thanking you and just saying some basic information on ABA. ABA is originally part of the NOPS. This has been stated very clearly in the Machakos Protocol, where it states that the borders between North and South are those boundaries which were drawn in the 1st of January 1956. Two, in ABA Protocol, which is part of the CPA, Comprehensive Peace Agreement, it has been stated very clearly that the people in ABA will go for a referendum coinciding with the referendum of the South to choose whether they will, whether ABA will retain its position in the North or be part of the South. So this means that is originally part of the North. Fact number two, it is stated in the CPA that the Sudan Armed Forces, SAF, will be north of the 1156 borders, and SPLA, Sudan People's Liberation Army, will stay south of that borders. This is what the Sudan Armed Forces has done. But in spite of the fact that this is what is originally based in the CPA, as part of an agreement between SPLM and the central government in Khartoum, SAF moved north of that, and ABA was evacuated, and it has been agreed that ABA should be peace and order should be in ABA should be done through a police force, which is constituted equally between North and South, and which is not more than 344 policemen and officers. But in spite of the fact that this was an agreement which is witnessed by the African Union and the United States of America through its envoy, General Gresham, SPLA moved into the area by large forces, large vehicles, large armament arms, and they tried to occupy ABA in order to declare it as part of the South on the 9th of July. Then they started harassing the joint armed forces, particularly the northern sector, and they shot and killed in two incidences the Sudan armed forces. The latest one was 1 week ago, where the armed forces was moving on vehicles belonging to the UN, to the UNMISS. In spite of this, they shot at them. They killed 22, and more than 100 are lost. So the army wanted to go back to its position, which is stated very clearly in the CPA. Our position is that the army will not move from ABA unless there is a political solution to ABA, because continuously SPLM refused all proposals for a win-win settlement. They just want to declare ABA part of the South, which is unacceptable by anybody in the North, and it is even unacceptable by many in the South. When SPLM put ABA as part of its new constitution, some parties from the South abandoned the committee of the constitution, and they objected very clearly to that. What we look forward is a political solution. The Security Council, the United Nations, should be neutral. Their main objective is peace, international peace. In order to institute peace, they must be neutral. They must look into the facts, which they know very well, because UNMISS is there. The UN observers are there, UN forces are there. It is the UN forces who were shot at the beginning. This was not the first incident, twice. This is a war crime, as you know, but the UN never objected, never protested, never condemned, and the Security Council is coming to talk about withdrawal. Yes, the army is not to stay there, but it will never withdraw unless a settlement, a political settlement, a political agreement has been reached, and guarantees has been made that SPLA will never come again to the area in a clear breach to the CPA and in a clear act of animosity.
Professor Gandour, Luka Byong Deng has resigned, saying that northern troops have committed war crimes in Abyei. What is your reaction to his resignation and his charge of war crimes being committed in Abyei?
Luka Byong knows very well that after the 9th of July, he has to abandon the cabinet because he will be a citizen of another state. And since he is from Abyei, this is a time where he can make a hero position to resign from the central government, talking about atrocities. Everybody who was in Abyei, including UN forces, knows very well that it was a fight between two armies, the act of terror, the killing started by SPLA, particularly supported by some Abyei boys. I'm not referring that Luka Byong is part of this, but we know definitely that some of Abyei leadership in SPLA is behind all those acts of terror. So Luka Byong has resigned as a position that he wanted to send a clear message to his relatives, to his families, that he is not accepting what is being done by the central government. The central government acted in a way to protect people and not to commit atrocities. It was SPLA, Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, who started the whole business of killing.
The U.S. Special Envoy, Princeton Lehman, has called the North actions in Abyei extremely disproportionate and very serious violation of the CPA. What is your reaction to his statement?
You know, unfortunately, that Ambassador Princeton Lehman is one of the very few Americans who knows very well what is going on in Sudan. That statement was very disappointing. He knows very well that SPLA has started the whole business of killing. They started entering Abyei by more than 2,500 troops, which is against the CPA. That act, I remember very well that Ambassador Lehman has condemned, and he has sent this message very clear to SPLM. But unfortunately, when the armed forces started to put things right, he started by threatening that this is against the CPA. It is not against the CPA. This is an action against an action which is a breach, not only of the CPA, but it's a breach of all acts of pro-humans, all acts pro-good neighborhood, all acts which are conducive of two states living side by side in a friendly and cooperative manner. We hope that Ambassador Lehman will send this message to SPLM that, because he knows very well, the government in Khartoum is looking forward for two viable states living side by side, cooperating, helping each other instead of acting in a terrorist way against each other.
Ambassador Lehman also said if the forces are not withdrawn and civilian administration is not restored, then it will be hard for the U.S. to continue the process of taking Khartoum off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. What is your government's reaction to that?
Yeah, I know this will be hard because of pressure groups within the UN, and this has been hard for a long time because it's a political decision. We look forward for a UN government decision that will dissociate itself from all pressure groups so that it can be a neutral mediator. But we are ready. If there is a peaceful political solution to accept withdrawing from Abyei, provided that there is a solution which is agreed upon. Princeton Lehman, Ambassador Lehman, knows very well that we accepted many proposals which were proposed by the African Union High Implementation Panel led by President Mbeki, and it was supported at the time by General Gresham and Bristol Lyman, but SPLM refused. We look forward for a political settlement that will save the life of people and where there is no bloodshed.
Some people I spoke with in the north seem to suggest that Khartoum, or for that matter, the government in Khartoum, is unfairly being criticized for the crisis in Abyei. Is that the position of the government?
Yes, I think the government has been, the criticism to the government has been unjustified, particularly that came from the American, French, and British governments. The international community, including the U.S., we went for peace in 2005 to stop the longest war in Africa. We sacrificed and accepted the referendum that cut off one-third of our country. We helped our brothers and sisters in the South to take their decision of having their own state. We accepted the results. We've been supporting the states from the SPLM from the beginning. SPLM, when we signed the agreement in 2005, they were not winning the war. They failed to enter Juba through the war. They came to Juba through peace. They have never been to Abyei through the war. They came to Abyei through peace. This means that we are peace seekers. We look forward for peace. We know war is destructive. We know there are no gains in war, but we want the international community to identify warlords on the other side so that there should be peace. To SPLM, we want a central decision in SPLM, because till now many in SPLM are acting by their own. We don't see a strong command over SPLA and sometimes over some parts of SPLM political structures. We look forward for good partners who are willing to live in peace. Then they will find a very helping hand that will always be very supportive and ready to live together.